Rise of the InfoWar. We are go, ladies and gentlemen. We are broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday, the second day of June 2013. You got it. We will find out very, very soon by tonight, in the next few hours, whether they're going to let me get on an airplane from Dallas, Texas, and fly to England. They've not put any blocks on it yet, but we will find out very, very soon. And Lord willing, I will be in Britannia. I will be in the United Kingdom, New World Order Command Base Alpha Delta. I will be there tomorrow. And the real Bilderberg coverage really does start now, because they are trying to restrict free speech. They're involved in all sorts of shenanigans. I'm going to talk about that after the break. And I also just want to go over just some of the crazy headlines. And they get crazier every week. How much nuttier and out of control will corporations and bureaucracies and governments and individuals be as the collective insanity intensifies? We will look at that coming up after this quick break. And we're also going to look at something I covered earlier in the week, and that is Bill O'Reilly cutting in a video clip of me ranting out of context and saying that it is hate speech, and then going along with Facebook calling for censorship. We're going to look at that as well. And then we'll also try to look at something I covered on Friday, but I think it's still pertinent. It was announced earlier this year that France is set to ban the words mother and father because they're hurtful to people. That's London Telegraph. One of our reporters did a report. Gigi Arnetta did a report breaking down the fact that the Justice Department, the same ones that ran Fast and Furious, the same ones that are involved in so many other forms of corruption, the IRS persecution, the harassment of the media, the going after whistleblowers, going after the press, the authoritarians that pose as liberals and give themselves peace prizes and that fund Al-Qaeda overseas and all the rest of it. They're now saying, and I'm reading from the LGBT Inclusion at Work, the 7 Habits of Highly Effective Managers, to use inclusive language. Do not use words like husband or wife, because that might offend somebody if you use that term. And, of course, the state now is announcing in Europe that they will be the new parent. So now you're only allowed to call parents, not father or mother, but parent. And then I have articles out of England where the same thing is going on. And, again, people on InfoWars.com are questioning, going, hey, my daughter's gay, or, you know, what are you against them? Listen, it's not about that. It's about all these TV shows targeting under 10-year-olds with how to have sex, how to become a transvestite, how to whatever. There is no business of the government or anybody else or the media involved in this. And this is done to confuse gender roles and break down the family. This is an attack on the family. But if you don't go along with that attack, why, you hate people, which I do not hate any of these people. But I wish none of this was going on, so I didn't have to even address it. And it's so brazen how they sell this authoritarianism packaged in the name of inclusion, packaged in the name of tolerance. And so it gets a lot of real liberals, you know, Thomas Jefferson types, to go along with all of this, thinking, oh, well, it's just about inclusion, when that's not what it is. Okay, from the top, the documents are public. I covered my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and in the expanded extras that are online, that the major universities on record said, we're going to encourage, with chemicals and things, people not knowing their gender, and we're going to encourage homosexuality and things so people don't have kids. They want you alone, by yourself, a human resource, to be basically euthanized at age 55. That's their plan. That's what globalist healthcare is about. Hitler wasn't defeated. He was only brought underground. That's the New World Order. We'll be right back at InfoWars.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us.
us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this special worldwide broadcast. It is Sunday, the second day of June, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. And in the next few hours, we will find out whether or not I'm allowed to get on an international flight that I've booked to fly to the United Kingdom to cover 150 members of royalty and government, the new royalty, that have been trying to meet in secret since 1954 when it was founded by a bunch of Nazis after World War II. We will find out whether or not I'm able to go to England to cover Bilderberg 2013. I say that because thousands of people, including our own Michael Savage here in the United States, talk show host, have been banned from going into England. If you basically don't support communism, world government, destruction of the family, if you don't think that the family itself is an abhorrent fraud, if you don't want 100% taxation, you are blocked from flying into England some of the time. We'll see what happens with this, and I want to cover that first before I hit some other news. Then I'm going to get into Bill O'Reilly last week. He attacked me. He talked about hate speech and Facebook banning hate speech, which is a Soviet term, and then played a clip of me talking out of context that didn't even make sense, ranting about the New World Order killing people and hoping they don't come after me, basically. And then he just cut that in and just some piece about sexual harassment online and hate speech when I don't even talk about stuff like that. So just really bizarre to see News Corp that is being harassed by the White House and having their free speech violated and their sources arrested for just reporting news, having Bill O'Reilly, who I know people inside Fox, he basically is Roger Ailes now. You know, Roger Ailes is kind of old and reportedly has some health problems. And so like Bill O'Reilly is like the boss of News Corp, at least in the Fox division. What is he doing constantly? Every few weeks there's some new attack. It's like Rachel Maddow saying that I said the tornado was sent by Obama a few weeks ago that hit Oklahoma City suburb of Moore. I didn't say that. I'm on record not saying it. I said, a caller said, did the government do this? I think they did. A caller from Oklahoma City. And I said, no, but there is big weather modification programs and weather warfare programs. And who knows if it's screwing the weather up. But, you know, hurricanes are actually, you know, in a decade low right now. Tornadoes are in a 60-year low. That's USA Today. Just type it in. And I said, it's probably a real tornado. And then that turns into Rachel Maddow saying, Rachel Maddow saying that I say Obama sent the tornado. That's the type of garbage we're talking about. And you have to ask yourself, why are they doing this? Why is CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, the New York Times, Bloomberg, you name it, Nightline, coming after Alejandro Jones? That's me, in case you didn't know. That's Spanish. I'm showing off. I know Spanish. It's Alexander. It's Alejandro. But the point is, I'm under attack. Why is that? Because I'm real. I believe in the Constitution, Bill of Rights. I know how the globalists operate. I've got their number. And we are growing exponentially. And they can look at a graph and they can see where we're going. They can see that we're on the march. The empire is on the run. Now, speaking of that, here are the articles up on InfoWars.com, and the live coverage of Bilderberg 2013, it officially kicks off this Thursday. But if I get into England, I have reporters, two reporters in England already, they're going to be there. So regardless, we're going to have live coverage. But if I get in, I'm going to be there on the ground with members of the British Parliament, members of the EU Parliament. Oh, yes, the UK Independence Party, the fastest growing party there. Our listeners, they're like Ron Paul type folks. They are aware of what's going on. Lord Monckton, Nigel Farage, so many others. They're going to be there covering it. They're in the Parliament talking about it. So many exciting things are happening. And I've had the police head captain over security call me and basically admit that Bilderberg's running things and that saying that he's a listener, but that this private security firm has been put in charge and all the rest of this is going on and that they want to support our First Amendment right, or over there they call it press right, you know, to cover this. But at the same time, they're saying no pedestrians around the multi-thousand-acre compound that this Grove Hotel is at where they're meeting. And, again, for years they've said this whole thing is non-existent and doesn't exist. But now they're forced to admit it exists. And we have articles up on Infowars.com with the official county and the city, the county of Hertfordshire, and the city of Watford, with the official Bilderberg seal and letterhead, where they are basically in control of the whole area. So this globalist mafia that the New York Times says doesn't exist is coming to town, and now it's in the Daily Mail, it's in the BBC. They're all being forced to report on it because Infowars.com and then DrudgeReport.com and WorldNetDaily.com and others ran the blockade in the last decade, exposing that this really does exist and covering it all. So now we're forcing the dinosaur kleptocratic supporting media to cover this, but still begrudgingly. And we've got the maps on Infowars.com. And we have a special page, Infowars.com/Bilderberg. And if you're public school educated like I am and have trouble with that, just Infowars.com/big or B-I-G. Or if you've drunk too much fluoride and taken too many vaccines, you're totally brain damaged like I am. We just have Bilderberg.com. Oh, I'm sorry, that's a different site. We have Infowars.com/B, just the letter B. And George Orwell said freedom was the capacity to say 2 + 2 = 4. No, that's too advanced for us. It's the freedom is the understanding and the capacity to go to Infowars.com/B. Not the numeral, but the letter B. Infowars.com/B, as in bumblebee, as in bodacious. Does bodacious start with a B? B as in possum. Wait, that's a P. The point is, it's Infowars.com/big sis. No, that's not a URL. Infowars.com/B or /big or /Bilderberg. We're going to have live video feeds. They're free for everybody on the ground in England with about 10 different reporters. Because it turns out we actually don't just have two reporters in the UK full-time paid salary. We've got auxiliary reporters. So I said we got about 10 people there. I think it's going to be more than 10 people. The point is that you're going to have thousands of people converging on this thing, and it's in the middle of the countryside, and the police have put out an order saying no one is allowed to walk on the sidewalk, and citizens in the area, people that live there, pay the taxes, they have to show ID to walk down the street with their dog in a rural area, and the Brits love to walk, in order to drive their car. So it's martial law coming to Watford, England, northwest of London, out in the middle of nowhere, beautiful rolling countryside. Martial law because a bunch of war criminals and globalists who've been indicted before. Kissinger one time didn't go to Bilderberg meeting 10 years ago in London because Pinochet had been arrested when he went in there. You know, the former Chilean dictator.
That's a conspiracy theory. Chile doesn't exist. I choose to ignore your information just by saying you're stupid.
That's just some of what's going to be going on. So this is historic. This is big, as in Infowars.com/B. Not B-E-E, but Infowars.com/B. All right, I'm kind of word-playing that forever. That was not done on purpose. I'm out of control. Here's some of the other news up on Infowars.com. from Forbes. I want to apologize. I said Obamacare, according to Reuters, was going to double the price of the average insurance policy in 2013. In some areas, it's 146% increase because the foreign banks that own the insurance companies wrote it. So, of course, it does that because they make you buy a product now. It's going to go up. In California, Obamacare, or I should say Obamanation Care, to increase individual health care insurance premiums by 146. And weighing in this side of the arena is Big Sis Spymaster. But you call her a liberal, and Obama's bombing more countries and funding al-Qaeda to attack Syria now. That's okay, because you got a peace prize. And Americans have only rebuilt less than half of their wealth lost in the recession, study says. We believe we're even out of that. But don't worry, all over the country, the federal government is canceling fireworks displays because they fund those locally. Your local government can't fund things. The government has to run that, the federal government. So that's basically that. We'll be back with Bill O'Reilly. He says shut down free speech. He agrees with Facebook. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic organic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Because what you got is all that I need. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us here today. It is Thursday, the 30th day of May 2013. We are going to be here live for the next 3 hours. And now Bill O'Reilly has come out and said it's time to shut down hate speech in America, and then played a clip of me completely out of context.
Tonight.
There's only so many stupid people out there, Republicans. Admittedly, they breathe kind of fast because they're too dumb.
You know what it's like to go to sleep every night knowing you work for a bunch of psychotic killers, and you bastards are probably going to end up killing me one day?
Hate speech. Now Facebook is apologizing for allowing it worldwide. But can anything be done to stop the hatred, which is directly linked into the IRS Tea Party scandal? We'll have a factor investigation.
This is a guy who put caller ID on his radio show that was unpopular and failed. And if someone disagreed with him, he's such a bully punk. I'd like to get in a boxing ring with Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly, I challenge you to a pay-per-view boxing match. You think you're so tough. Now, your dad was a tough Irish cop, beat you up, you say. Well, come on. You think, you're a lot bigger than me? Let's get in the ring, buddy. In fact, you can bring one of your buddies. Because I can only wake up when there's two people to fight. You and whoever you want in the ring, let's go, punk. All right, you think you're so tough, you try to intimidate your guests, you get in their face, you turn their mic off, you get in their face and poke your finger in their face, you big fat bully. You sit there whenever you're scared to have me on your show. Of course, you get like 10 million viewers. You normally have about 2 million. Let's pull up his latest ratings. They've dropped a lot. I mean, sure, you're coming down fast, but you're miles above MSNBC and CNN. But still, I mean, you're jealous. Your radio show failed. And he gets up there and agrees we should shut down hate speech, which is anybody criticizing the corrupt media and government. And all these old fake neocons, all these fake conservatives, all these fake liberals, all these socialists, all these authoritarians, they're all the dying dinosaur media in a perfect storm with the rotting government. Their ratings are all dropping. Our ratings are going up. And they know that and they're upset. And so they're circling the wagons like you know what, circling the toilet bowl. Like Karl Rove, Turd Blossom, circling the toilet bowl. They are, I mean, you got Karl Rove attacking the alternative media and the Tea Party and Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. Because we're the future, you're the past. You've got the entire hit parade of neocons attacking Matt Drudge and DrudgeReport.com. Because Matt Drudge, it was the past, the present, and the future, because he likes liberty. He likes the truth. He likes the racy reality of standing up to tyranny. He's the future. He's independent. You're the past. I'm independent. I'm the future. You're the past. The wave of the future. And you know we're the wave of the future. And you don't like the wave of the future. You know you're stayed in a joke. I mean, somebody calls in and attacks me and says, I disagree with you. I don't run and try to hook up caller ID and then have private security go to the person's house. I don't sit here and get female employees at my office and call them up every night going, I'll give you a raise if you come over here and have sex with me. That's what Bill O'Reilly settled on out of court. I mean, he's a bully perv. You want to start a fight with me, punk? Huh? You punk? You think you can shove me around? You're a coward, and that's why you'll take me out of context and call for Facebook to censor myself and others. You want to use me as the poster boy of your censorship, of your attempt to extinguish the fire of liberty? Thank you for throwing me in that briar patch, pal. You're a coward, punk. Excuse me, I got a lot of news to cover, but I'm going to get to that later. I've had enough of it. O'Reilly has 3 million viewers, and that's been dropping. This guy thinks if he ignores us, that's how he suppresses the liberty movement. And then if he just occasionally plays clips out of context, he'll inoculate his audience into disliking us when all you did was send your moderately sized audience over to us, Bill. And by the way, some of the liberal sites posted it, and most of the conservatives and the liberals and libertarians, when I was reading the comments, unified and defended me. Only you could unify people. Only you, Bill O'Reilly. So thanks a lot. You actually do have somewhat of an audience from posing as a conservative. And so thank you for sending us your audience. Just reminding them we're here so they come over to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I know it hurts you to do it. You know, you've got Glenn Beck saying I'm a spooky fascist and a liar with no evidence. You've got Bill O'Reilly saying I'm hate speech and need to be shut down. You've got Rachel Maddow saying it's time to not give him attention. It's time to not listen to him. Please, Republicans, stop giving him power. And she had a big graphic up there with my face saying, twisted. I'm twisted. Maybe I am twisted. That's why I can see all your crap. If I'm twisted, thank the Maker that I'm twisted. Thank Jehovah I'm twisted. Thank Yeshua I'm twisted. Thank Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, that I'm twisted. If I'm twisted, Lord, give me more twisting. Twist me up. It's just that the reason you have the entire parade of narcissistic, sellout, cozied up to different arms of the establishment, different heads of the Hydra, they're to co-opt the liberty movement, and these people realize they're losing control of the narrative. That's why they're all panicking. They're sick of hearing about InfoWars.com. They're sick of hearing about DrudgeReport.com. Glenn Beck's smart. He's gone to become the leader of libertarians and, you know, what I was like 10 years ago on the radio. I mean, you know, he at least gets where the market's at. I'll take a mercenary like that any day. He's better than his old buddy O'Reilly. These two were supposedly best buddies. I've seen Beck back on O'Reilly a few months ago, and O'Reilly was being mean to him, and Beck was turning red and laughing back at him. I mean, these guys aren't even nice to each other. How could you travel all over the country with somebody, say you're great buddies with them, and then sit there and snipe at each other because Fox and News Corp ordered them to against Glenn Beck? It's just they have no honor. There is no honor among thieves, as it said. And they're trying to steal your mind. They're trying to steal a real restoration, a revolution against tyranny. They want to shun it off down a black hole. They don't like the fact that InfoWars, they hate that, .com is setting the agenda more and more. Not setting a baloney division agenda, a distraction agenda, a divide and conquer agenda. They're mad because we are unifying liberty lovers of every race, color, creed, gender, ethnicity, sexual persuasion, whatever, around freedom. That's why they don't like us. That's why they're attacking. And we're giving people hope that we can beat the globalists and we can create justice and then we can have a future together. And that's why they're scared, because we carry the light of liberty in our hearts and souls. We come to defeat the New World Order, and all the enemies are showing themselves.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life.
fine
and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of sayings out there, but I got to tell you this. One of them that I know is true is that life is an adventure. The only way your life's not an adventure is if all you're doing is watching mainstream television that is designed to literally lower your perception, lower your IQ, lower your event horizon. I am here, for better or worse, because none of us are perfect, to get you to open your mind and expand your horizons. That is my goal. I believe in empowering humanity and the animating contest of liberty. And somebody else who believes in that is my old compadre, media analyst Mark Dice. And We're going to talk to him right now, about what he did last week on Veterans Day, asking people about Veterans Day in California, and almost none of them even knew what it was. This is bizarre. So, Mark, tell us your take on this. I want to hear just a few minutes of this. The full clip is up on Infowars.com. It's on Mark's YouTube and Facebook. But I mean, this is 6 minutes long. And in the middle, it gets to people that go, I don't care about anybody but me. And they smile at him like that's their possession, like that's their armor. And you will have your bank account taken. You will be injected with cancer viruses. You will be destroyed, you maggot. And these are the people that will vote to take our guns. These are the people that will vote to take our money and give it to them. The globalists take 90%. They give 10% to the unwashed mass, who themselves are just as immoral. In fact, they're more immoral than the New World Order. Because the New World Order knows what they're doing is evil and disdains you and is killing you in plain view. And then you're loving it and wanting to rob virtuous people. You are the scum of the earth. Let's go to the club.
What is Memorial Day for?
What is Memorial Day for?
Just you. What's Memorial Day for?
I've never really thought about it.
This guy's just ignorant.
Memorial Day.
I don't know.
These people will not.
What is Memorial Day for?
Take a gold coin.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
In exchange for a dollar.
Are we barbecuing and celebrating?
Yeah, we're with my buddy.
But you don't know what you're celebrating,
though. No. It's fun to be ignorant.
I don't even know.
Don't even know.
I don't know what Memorial Day is, man.
It's a big holiday. It's like the kickoff to summer when you barbecue and get drunk and stuff.
I don't think people from Chicago celebrate that thing, man.
They don't celebrate Memorial Day?
Nah, they're all ruthless, dude.
It's just a Southern
California. Yeah, it's ruthless to be an idiot.
Yeah, I think so.
Self-centered punk.
Definitely, man.
You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
No.
You don't know what Memorial Day is?
Nah, I'm pretty drunk. The only way I know it's Memorial is because I don't have work, and that's all I care about, dude. So, yeah.
So you don't care about anything else,
no.
Just not working on Memorial Day?
Exactly.
Nothing else matters that the reason for the day?
No.
You don't even know what it means.
I really don't care, yeah.
You don't care at all.
I'm going to go
over here. Okay, zombie. Memorial Day weekend, the day when we kind of...
Oh, that's enough.
Have a birthday.
It goes on and on. I want to go to Mark Dyche, media analyst, author. Mark, I haven't talked to you since a few weeks ago, but I would guess it's like all your other videos. You really show what you found. You didn't go edit this, correct? Because you say that's your policy. Or am I wrong? I mean, how shocking is this that they tell you, I am proud that I only care about myself? Don't they know that then no one's going to care about them? No one's going to come to their aid? There's no humanity, no camaraderie, no kinship. These people are not alive, and the New World Order is already killing them, and no one's going to care about them as they're dying from the hydrofluorosilicic acid.
This video is 7 minutes long. It could have been 13 minutes long. I had to leave a lot of people out because it just gets redundant. Even at 7 minutes, it's too long. But what's even worse than them not knowing is them not caring. You could just see the absolute shameful selfishness that these just ignorant, Illuminati, brainwashed buffoons have become victims of, essentially. And I'm glad that I got to work with your crew a few weeks ago. They came out to Oceanside. We shot a petition video, and I showed them, and I'm glad that they got to see it for their own eyes, that these videos can be shot in minutes. I mean, it takes me longer to find a parking spot and walk to the beach and get my camera set up than it does to actually shoot these videos. And I don't know if this is just Southern California. Maybe the zombie plague is sort of focused here. But I have a sneaking suspicion, just judging from the comments in the video and the feedback that I get, that these kinds of people are all over the country, if not the world.
Mark, what about the lady? I was telling the guys to queue up the part where the woman in pink is, you know, you start saying, you know, this is a Memorial Day for the surfers that have died. And the woman's like, oh, yes, I knew some of the surfers in Hawaii. And it's just so creepy.
To make the sport popular, are you doing any
I insinuated different reasons for Memorial Day, that it was to celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And I'm just name-dropping people that have nothing to do with it. John Wilkes Booth, Jack Lemmon. I think I edited out the point when I mentioned Jesse Ventura being a founding father. And these pages, it goes right over their heads. And some of the people in the feedback and in the emails, the tweets that I've gotten, think that I'm the ignorant one because they just didn't get it. And they thought that I believed that Memorial Day was to celebrate the surfers or was to celebrate the signing of the Declaration.
Yeah, they don't get satire. But expanding on this, whenever you're talking to these people, whenever you're sitting there, you say to the one arrogant punk, hey, zombie, what did he say when you said zombie to his face?
Well, he just walked away like a little coward. And this was the kid that just said, I just don't care what it's for. Nothing matters. I just got the day off, man. Let's just go and get drunk and party. And, you know, you've seen some of these videos that I've done over the weeks. And I just each week I try to just push the envelope further and further and further. There's only one crazy idea that I had that people wouldn't go along with. And a couple people did. It just took too long. But these videos can be shot in 20 minutes, man. It's society has lost touch with reality so much. I don't know if you're aware that the Animal Planet aired a show over the weekend about mermaids, a science fiction, science fantasy mockumentary titled Mermaids, A Body Found. And people took to Twitter, countless people took to Twitter, and thought that a body of a mermaid was found. They just couldn't tell the fake, cheesy actors and reenactments on an Animal Planet show about mermaids. That's how out of touch. And, you know, the reason for this is because people don't want to know. You know, the brain will categorize and prioritize information. If you want to remember something, your brain will put a priority on that. You meet a beautiful girl. Hey, oh, that's Jennifer. I need to remember that. So your brain will remember. These people don't want to remember. It just sits, information sits in their short-term memory and gets discarded. It's a culture of loving ignorance. These celebrity worshiping absolute scumbags that we see now parading is a whole other issue, posing as Illuminati members themselves.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that coming up. We'll put this on screen for InfoWars.com readers. We have your video posted. General public believes mermaid mockumentary was real. And here's my issue. I'm not going to join the globalists and try to nerve gas and bioweapon these zombies. A lot of them are brain damaged from that. They've been brought up by the television to be like this. But they do not have a right to take my guns and team up with the government to take my money so they can sit around on their fat butts. And that's the thing. These people are dangerous. I mean, how many questionnaires have you done where they say arrest gun owners, put us in FEMA camps?
All I needed to do, for much of the audience may be familiar, for those who aren't, I got people to sign a petition to ban, repeal the Second Amendment, confiscate all guns door-to-door using the military, since we have lists of all the registered weapons. All I needed to do was mention the key words. Will you support Obama and sign our petition?
That's why you said, we want a Nazi takeover of America, fascism for Obama. And what did they say?
Sounded good. It just goes right over their head. Anything to support Obama.
And then the guy goes, you go, yeah, we want the Nazis to take over and confiscate the guns. And the guy goes, you don't have to tell me, buddy, and I understand. As long, I mean, you could say, we're going to put babies in wood chippers for Obama. They'd say, sure. I mean, Mark Dice is our guest. And we've gone out in Austin, and they're almost as bad if you go to the trendy liberal areas. These are not liberals. These are people begging for the New World Order. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating, that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule. That government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me.
And we are back on this June 2nd, 2013 transmission. Tomorrow, if all is well tonight, when I get on this plane, I'll be broadcasting for the weekday show from England. Find out details at Infowars.com/Bilderberg, or the media says that doesn't exist, so Infowars.com/B, and you will be there, or links just at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Free audio feeds, video feeds. Our 10-person-plus reporting team, this is going to be history-making because they're trying to block us. Speaking of somebody confronting globalists, people like Henry Kissinger that called for reducing world population by cutting off food supplies, and State Department Memorandum 200 that was declassified a few years ago, Luke Radowski of We Are Change, one of my most successful protégés, goes around confronting these globalists constantly, and he was able to get into this event and talk to the former Secretary of State, who has been indicted as a world war criminal in many different countries. We're going to talk to Luke Radowski right now about that. I want to bring bring Luke Radowski up here. Let's play this clip of him, just a short clip. We already played it last hour, the whole thing, confronting Herr Kissinger when he was getting this Freedom Award. Here it is.
Hi, Mr. Kissinger. It's a pleasure. How you doing? I just wanted to know, what do you mean when you said illegal we do immediately, unconstitutional takes a little longer, the WikiLeaks document? What do you mean by that?
Come on.
No, I mean, it came out, WikiLeaks.
Yeah, I mean, it's another step on in it.
Do you know the agenda of
what
the Bilderberg?
What are you doing with food?
I'm here covering this event. Just wanted to talk to you. We are change, and we want to know maybe what the agenda of the Bilderberg group meeting is going to be in a couple days. Do you know?
Get lost, please.
How does it feel winning
get lost.
How does it feel winning the Freedom Award when you're wanted as a mass murderer and wanted in many countries and butchered millions of people? How does it feel? You know it's a lie.
You self-serving coward, get lost.
I'm not a coward. You know this Freedom Award's a lie, and you're wanted for mass murder in different countries. You know it's a lie.
Good job, Luke. That's wearechange.org, and he's with us right now, joining us from Washington, D.C. Luke, I mean, you know what Henry Kissinger's grave and his coffin are called. They're called a latrine. And I love how he calls you a coward when he's a coward. He calls you self-serving when he's self-serving. This is a known criminal dirtbag that said cut food off the third world to starve and cause wars. This is a war criminal. Luke Radowski, we salute you for what you've done.
Yeah, it seems like he's bringing out his qualities onto me. The other time I confronted him, he called me a sick person and that I should go to hell, which is pretty interesting coming from that perspective. But Kissinger, I think he already knows who I am. We got him a third time. We actually made a video detailing every step of the way of how we're actually able to do this on our YouTube channel. You just go to youtube.com/wearechange, and you can see the behind-the-scenes shenanigans that go on with these people like David Petraeus, David Koch, and Henry Kissinger making up fake awards so they could kiss each other and pat each other on the back and promote themselves and empower themselves. It was pretty much a sideshow. It's a fake award that they're giving to each other. It just shows how delusional these people are. And the award was called the Intrepid Freedom Award. It was given to Henry Kissinger for so-called promoting democracy. I mean, it just doesn't get any more Orwellian than it is.
No, but that's like Obama being given a peace prize. All it did was totally discredit the peace prize.
Yeah, but this is not even like the Peace Prize. This is like a made-up award that they just
got
made
it
up.
Yeah.
And you know, we were able to go in there. The press relations people were extremely stringent. They told us they were always with us. They were always watching us. They told us, no interviews. You can't ask any questions. You're just here to take pictures and videos. And that's sad because that just shows you what journalism has become. There were other journalists there.
It's not journalism. You repeat what comes out of Henry Kissinger's proboscis.
Yeah, mainstream media has become public relations for the establishment, for the elite. They're not there asking hard, legitimate questions. They're not even trying to find a way to actually go around the different rules and security that they set up. They're just complying, which is sad to see. And what we're trying to change here at We Are Change is the whole perspective of how we should act. We should act like we are the mainstream
media. Yeah, people shouldn't act sycophantic towards these war criminals, and citizen journalism is what scares them. And people out there listening will call me up and go, is it all right if I reference one of your articles in my book? And I'm like, number one, that's just referencing. You have a right to do that. And I'm like, or Alex, I want you to help me plan going to city council and asking questions. Just do it. It's like the Nike slogan. You know, just stop using Chinese sweatshop labor, Foxconn. But, you know, to be serious, we've got to simply take action. Luke, what else do we not see that's going on behind the scenes? I mean, what was it like being close to Henry Kissinger? Because I've heard of smell-o-vision, but I almost like smelled the smell of like a dead animal when looking at Kissinger up close. And he looked also like he was you know, like a meatloaf that had been left outside for a week. I mean, he reeked of failure and of like the maw of hell's tongue lapping out to embrace him in the ninth circle of Dante's Inferno.
someone said on YouTube that he looks like Mr. Potato Head, and I do have to say there is a very good comparison if you put up the two pictures next to each other.
It's Super Mr. Mass Murderhead. I'm sorry.
It was definitely surreal because everybody was just kissing up to him. Everybody was just saying how great of a person he was. You know, when I walked up to him, everybody was afraid even to just to come up and talk to him. He had food all over his shirt. He couldn't even eat right, which is pretty telling. But what was really
he's a degenerate slob, literally going to hell. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, what was really interesting is the amount of control the press relations people really had. I mean, it was just sickening being there.
But at the end of the day, they didn't have control because you just ran their blockade and got the question in.
Exactly. And if there's a will, there's a way. And that's why what I want to tell people out there, you know, don't ask for permission. Just go out there, go do it. What I'm working on right now is talking to certain individuals, and I'm trying to teach them every aspect of journalism, every aspect of covering these events. And I'm trying to prompt up as many individual people as I can. And if people want to get involved, I'm also going to be traveling through Europe. If you could build up some journalists there, that would be amazing. But people could hit me up on my Twitter, just look at We Are Change on Twitter. And then I want to get in contact with as many individuals as I can so I could actually sit down one-on-one with them, teach them how to be the change that they want to see in this world, teach them how to do real journalism, and prop them up and push them up. And hopefully there won't be just two or three people asking hard questions. There'll be, you know, we'll be able to totally take over the mainstream media.
Everywhere these globalists go, we've got to be there confronting them. And as the mainstream media rots away and turns into bones like the dinosaurs, we are rising. And that's why we're at this critical historical juncture, because there is a big dumbed down mass that's getting more divorced from reality, but there's also a mass getting more informed every day. Take the IRS scandal, all these other scandals. Our credibility is just shooting straight up right now. Luke, are you seeing the awakening I'm seeing?
I definitely am, and the potential of anything that could happen is right within our grasp. It's right within our hands. It's just up to all of us to not be afraid to be who we really are, to speak our mind, to stand up and to take action. And if we all do that all at once, there's nothing that could stop it. We are already shaming the media. We are already becoming the new mainstream media. But we have to keep it up. We have to do more. We have to have other individuals to step up.
And by the way, people always think tyrannies are invincible until they finally fall. It's not the end of the world. This new world order is not destined to take over. It can be blocked. It can be postponed. It can be defeated, like Nineveh in its 100-year reprieve. We have a job to do this. Luke and Mark Dice, we will both talk to you soon. And Luke, I'm going to be seeing you at Bilderberg 2013 there in Watford.
I definitely will be there, and we're going to be all over Europe, so definitely check out all of our updates. We're going to be doing a lot of work.
All right, great job. Yeah. Great job, Luke. Great job, Mark, guys. All right, folks, we're going to go to break here and start the second hour. So kickoff is here in just a few minutes after the news, and we're going to return with an in-depth interview with one of the smartest guys I know out there. Joel Skousen, the editor-in-chief of World Affairs Brief. Probably heard of his famous uncle, Cleon Skousen, who wrote The Naked Communist and The Naked Capitalist. And this interview, I'm really looking forward to this, coming up in the next hour on all the scandals. Are they real? Are they manufactured? Is the IRS scandal and is the phone-tapping scandal of journalists and persecution of whistleblowers, is that a distraction from Benghazi Gate? We'll find out about that and a lot more with Joel Skousen in studio in the second hour, just minutes away. I'm Alex Jones.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and